The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The 40-Day Health Challenge is finally here and we're joined in studio by Professor Niall Moynagh. Welcome into studio.
Delighted to be here.
So I think we're all very familiar with the work that you do, your background in fitness and the DCU Minimum Fitness Test that the challengers on this are going to be taking. So what do you mean by fitness?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's a different, when people think about fitness, the first thing they think about is sport. Well, there's fitness to play sport, but then there's fitness for health. And they're very, very different. Fitness for health is basically being able to perform activities of daily living, like going to the bathroom, shopping, things that we take for granted. In addition, fitness for health is about reducing your risk of developing diseases. And there are four components that make up health-related fitness. And they are an ideal body composition. That's not carrying excess body fat, the right amount of weight, and the right amount of muscle. So that's body composition. The second then is flexibility and balance. And they're very, very important because one of the major risks for falls as we age is poor balance.
Mm.
And then the final two are muscular strength and endurance. So think about carrying those packages in from the grocery store or vacuuming around the house. And then finally, there's this cardiovascular endurance. And that's basically being able to go for a walk, run to the bus. So those are the four primary health components. How you do in those and your current level are a wonderful predictor. Because, you know, if I could get a pill and I could package it, it would be exercise.
Yeah.
Because exercise looks after all of those. So it would be the most prescribed wonder drug in the world, in fact. Because, you know, it's as close as we have to a magic bullet in medicine. And that's why these components of fitness are so important.
I saw a program before, it may have been on Netflix or something, Niall, and it was about in Asia how because the people are sitting down to eat, their balance is excellent. So people live a longer life because they don't tend to fall as much as people in Ireland might fall. And the problem is, once you have a fall in your elderly years in Ireland, it can be absolutely life-changing for you. You could end up, you know, straight into a nursing home as a result of these falls. So we want to be making ourselves strong.
Correct. And what we're trying to do is, look, mm-hmm. in Ireland, on average, women will live to around 83. The average man will live to around 81. It's the quality of those years.
Yeah.
You know, do we want to live in a state of health, good health or poor health? It's amazing what we can do in our life, in our daily life, that can dramatically improve both our physical and our mental health.
Mm.
And I think that's where exercise and fitness is very, very important.
So you're going to give me some of the tests today.
Trina, indeed I am. And I believe
I didn't know this was happening.
And I believe you're looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, you know, what I want to show here is how simple they really are.
Okay.
And I really want to encourage the folks at home. You know, it's the 40dayhealthchallenge.ie. All of the information is on the site. How to do the tests. You even plug in your own results. It'll tell you whether you've passed or you've failed. And what I really want people to do is do it now at the start.
Okay.
Because, and the poorer you are, the better, because you're going to see tremendous improvements in 40 days. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of trepidation right now in your voice, but, you know, in 40 days' time, you'll be saying, yeah,
I'll be
I'm
flying.
Glad.
Right.
Look at the changes I've made.
Now, do we need equipment for this?
Very, very little. You know, the most you'll need is a measuring tape to measure your waist, a chair. That's it.
Okay.
Very, easy. Very, very, very simple.
So everybody has these items at home?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So, and I know there's a few different tests that you do. Like you do the 12-minute, the runner walk when the challengers were taking the test.
As I said, there are four different components. So we can measure each of those. And the
we
way
won't do the running because we're in studio.
Well, yeah, the way we would normally measure your cardiovascular fitness is take you into the lab and put you on a treadmill and this mouthpiece and measure what's called your VO2 max. Well, we can actually estimate how you would do in the lab by just having you walk or run for 12 minutes.
Okay.
And we measure the total distance that you cover, and from that we can estimate your VO2 max. So that's one of the tests.
Right.
The test we're going to do this morning is that we're going to look at lower body strength. So that's basically your ability to get up of a chair, up and down of a chair in 30, how many times you can do that in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one we're going to measure is balance. Very, very simple tests.
All right. There is a press-up one as well, and he's let me off today. They're going to do that. Okay. So will we get going?
That, look, yep.
Okay, Niall, I'm just going to put my little microphone on my top here so you'll be able to hear me the other side of the studio.
So we have our regular chair with a backrest on the chair. So we sit down on the chair, legs slightly forward, yeah, shoulder width apart, and we cross our arms like so.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is we'll do a practice one first.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stand up erect, stand up, all the way back down,
Stand up again. That's it.
Okay. Very squeaky chair, might I add.
So we're going to find out how many you can do in 30 seconds. Now, I will not count it unless it's done properly.
Okay.
So it's down and up. You must stand erect, straight back down again, back up again. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, go. Starting on the chair. We're ready, ready to start the timer. 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Starting to get breathless.
23, 24. Well done. Well done.
That's harder than you think.
Well, that's a measure of your lower body.
Okay.
So walking upstairs, you know, performing activities, even at home, vacuuming, in fact, I would suggest now looking, I have a pretty good idea you're going to do very well in this one.
And really?
That's very good. That's excellent.
So what would be the normal score?
Well, let's go in. Let's put your score in.
Right.
So let's go into the site.
Okay. I'm a little bit breathless now.
So 40dayhealthchallenge.ie.
40 day health. Can you hear the clicking of the computer there? Challenge.
That's good. Yep.
I know
there's a little bit of information you put in there at the beginning, so you can walk us through it there.
Health related fitness.
That's
test.
It.
Okay.
That's it. And you put in your age and your gender, I believe.
21. No.
Wishful thinking.
Okay. And the sit to stand test.
Put in your score. You've already put in your details.
Right. Yeah. So what do I do? What did I get?
25.
25. You move it up the bar. Okay, Niles, so this says, well done, you have passed this part of the minimum fitness test. The minimum standard for your age and gender is 19 sit-to-stand reps.
Fantastic.
But I can't breathe.
Yeah, but that's good muscular strength.
Okay.
And the important thing, as we age, we lose that muscle.
Yeah.
And people don't realise how important. All of a sudden, one day, you go to the bathroom and you find out you can't get up with the toilet because you don't have the leg strength.
Okay.
So maintaining that lower body strength.
I'm delighted with that.
It's fantastic.
I would not have thought that at all. Now, I used to be a good walker. I used to walk an awful lot in and out to work. In the last few months, I've kind of let that slide a good bit. And I cycle an odd time.
Right.
But that would probably help.
Yes, you're being out of breath is your cardiovascular fitness.
Okay, so I need to get back out
to walk. Can I ask you, is that something that most of us could do at home that wasn't very difficult to do?
Oh my God, that was so easy. All you need is a chair.
Yeah.
And 30 seconds to test yourself. I'm delighted to see now, and I'll be looking forward to see at the end of the 40 days what score I get. So 24.
Yeah, 25.
Not bad. 25, not bad.
Yeah,
not
excellent.
Bad at all.
Excellent.
Okay, super. The other test that you have is a balance test.
Well, this is going to be fun.
Right.
So let's come around
here.
We'll move the chair. So what we're going to have you do now is we're going to have you stand on your non-dominant leg. So your right or left leg?
Right.
Right, so stand on your left leg.
Okay.
You're going to put your hands across your chest again. You want to lift one leg, lift it up. No, lift it in front.
Oh, so lift it in front.
No, lift it up. Bend it there.
That.
You're going to hold in that position a little bit higher there. And then you're going to close your eyes and we're going to put the stopwatch on to see how long you can hold that with your eyes closed.
Right, because I'm after starting it there. So that wasn't really the beginning time. So.
No. Eyes were open. We only do it with eyes closed. Because once you close your eyes, think about it, you're now in time, you're lost where you are in time and space.
Well,
so we want to see, let me get the stopwatch here ready for you to get you
started. So is this 30 seconds as well, Niall?
No. What we do is we'll give you a trial run first and we want to find out how long you can actually stay on one leg, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is you're going to lift the leg up with your eyes opened, and as soon as you close your eyes, I'm going to start. You cannot twist and move around the floor.
Okay.
You must stay in the one spot.
Because normally when we try to balance, we tend to put our arms out, don't we, to try and keep our balance. But we need to keep the arms in.
But think about walking down the sideways. If you slip, you've only got a millisecond to get your balance back. You can't fall. Well, I'll try it again.
Yeah.
Being able to do it with the eyes closed, that's very, very important.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, so we're going to lift the leg up in front. And when you close the eyes, I'm starting.
Oh, Niall, gone already.
1.99.
Wow.
Let me just write this down.
Wow. And you know, I did have a fall in November where I tripped on a path. Now, in fairness, it was a path, but straight down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there was no balance there. And I smacked my nose and so that's very bad. Can we try it one more time?
Oh yeah, we're going to do two more.
Yeah.
It's the best of three.
Okay.
So again, in your own time, mm-hmm. take your time, get the leg up, and then make sure you're well balanced, and then close the eyes.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
One second.
Whoa.
So this time you...
Is there a trick to it?
No, you actually closed your eyes as you're lifting your leg up.
Okay, so I wasn't balanced.
Lift the leg up, make sure you're well balanced, mm-hmm. then close the eyes.
Okay. All right.
2.34.
Shocking though.
Okay, let's look at your score. Let's see how you did. But it's fun, you know, and I think families doing this together would be wonderful.
Okay, so I need my glasses again. We are going into the...
Balance.
Stand on one leg with your eyes closed test. And I got what?
Your best was 2.34. Let's see how we do.
One second. I don't know whether it's going to give me an in-between. I think it gives you two seconds or 3 seconds.
You're 2 seconds. You're
so I'm 2 seconds. Yeah. So I have not passed this part of the minimum fitness test. The minimum standard for your age and gender is 6 seconds. Isn't that dreadful? That's really dreadful. So although I thought I was great with my sit-to-stand fitness, my balance is awful.
Yeah. So okay. Practicing that now at home.
Wow. Well, they're very easy to tell. And it's a good eye-opener, isn't it?
Yeah, to
see.
Yeah. The cardiovascular fitness, that's assessed by just going out and see how far you can walk or run or a combination of both in 12 minutes.
Okay.
And then the final one was just a push-up. Now, we modify the push-up for people who find it very difficult to do a normal push-up.
Uh-huh.
And it's primarily females.
Yeah.
So again, go into the site, look at the instructions, and please, please do the test at the beginning. And I can guarantee you, you're going to see dramatic changes over the 40 days.
Okay. You were saying there as well, and we're not taking out the tape measure today to measure my waist, but you have to really measure your waist and your hip because the ratio between your waist and your hips is very important as well.
It is very, very important. And the reason for that is that we all have a fat that we can pinch under our arm. You know, that we call that subcutaneous fat.
I call that the bingo wing. Look at that, the bingo wing.
And that we're all familiar with that, or we can, we tuck our tummy.
Yeah.
But then if you have excess fat in your around your tummy, that's around your internal organs.
Mm.
And when that happens, your organs release these chemicals that can result in an array of diseases, including high blood pressure, heart disease, and even certain forms of cancer.
Right.
So knowing your hip to weight ratio is extremely important. When you get your result, and if you're a male, that should be less than 1. And if you're a female, it should be less than 0.85.
Okay.
If it's higher than those, it means you're probably carrying excess fat around your internal organs.
Okay. You probably know yourself.
Well,
I mean, I know myself.
Yeah.
There is excess fat around there. There's no feeling. You know, I don't need a tape measure to tell me that, but I suppose it's knowing how bad it is.
At least, you have an objective measure that you know that you're beyond the limits where you should be for your age and your gender.
And as women age, we often say it can get more difficult because of menopause and everything. You tend to kind of store a bit. Is that a myth or is that true?
No, it's not. Well, it's funny. There's like people tend to think as we get older, our metabolism starts to slow down.
Mm.
In fact, recent data and phenomenal studies show that, in fact, your metabolism does not slow until you're 60. So it doesn't change between 20 and 60. It's around 60 that we start to see the decrease. And part of that is losing muscle. Now, we do lose muscle as we age, but if we can maintain that muscle, our metabolism, it will certainly decrease, but it won't decrease to the same rate as someone who does not maintain their muscle mass.
Okay, well, I've been told today I'm going to definitely improve that because that was a shocking score. I was getting a bit overconfident with my sitting to standing fitness test, but then my balance way off. And it's no wonder I'm a clumsy person. And now I realise why. That could be it.
Yeah.
It could be it. Thanks so much for coming in, Dr. Niall Moyna there. And no doubt we'll be speaking to you before the end of the 40-day health challenge and see how everyone's getting on.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Thanks
Thank you
so much.
The 40-day health challenge.
You got me fired. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.